Hi guys, welcome back or welcome to Unsaid Words, where we discuss all the things we leave unsaid. It's been a while since I even recorded because I've been taking a break to figure out the direction that I want the podcast to go in and just how I'm going to approach that, because the way that I was doing it before isn't really what I had in mind to begin with. So I'm back with new vision and a new approach to how I'm doing the podcast. Same message, but a little more personal this time. The title of this episode is I Changed Myself for Others, because that's exactly what I did. In the past, I was a big people pleaser, I'm not gonna lie. And it wasn't until I realized that the person I was acting as or becoming wasn't who I wanted to be, and it just wasn't me. And honestly, it was holding me back. When I was in school, I conformed a lot to the people around me because I wanted to be liked and I didn't want to be alone. That was a big thing for me. I talked about it in my Embracing Change episode, but I moved around a lot when I was younger. So when I did go to different schools, or I finally did settle out of school, I just adapted to that environment in a toxic kind of way, because it wasn't me being myself, because I didn't want to be alone. I already had to be new. I already had to be someone everyone didn't know. So I conformed myself to where I was in order to have friends, to keep people around me, because I had that fear of being alone. Now, this, obviously, in the long run, wasn't a good thing at all. It got to the point where I was so insecure about who I truly was that I was becoming someone that I wasn't. I just wanted a sense of belonging. So I did whatever everyone else did. I listened to music that I didn't normally listen to, that I didn't even like. I spoke in a certain way that I wouldn't, just being on my own, cursing, doing stuff I had no business doing. I was mean. I was miserable. It was just completely opposite of the person that I truly was at that time and who I know that I am now. And it wasn't until I was removed from that situation and removed from being in school that I realized that I was doing things that I didn't want to do. I didn't even realize, honestly, when I was in it, how bad it truly was. It took me being alone and being by myself to really unpack the fact that this entire time I've been conforming to other people and I'm unhappy doing it. I don't think I've ever truly recovered from that. Like, I've done the work and rebuilt myself, and I just have morals now. I know the things that I wouldn't go for, but in all that changing and trying to be like other people, I lost a part of who I was, and that is something that I do regret. And why I'm even making this episode today is to tell you not to do what I did, because I don't think, I mean, it's always there, but I don't think I'll ever really get back who I was before I tried to be someone I wasn't. The insecurity that it built in me, I'm still overcoming to this day. So if you're in that type of situation now, I would say be yourself, remain integral to who you are, and honestly, you'll never really gain any true friendships or relationships being someone you're not, because that's not you anyway. So anyone you attract isn't genuinely for you because you're not being yourself. Now, on the other side of this, when I was removed from that and being in school, period, and why I never went back is because it was so, when I tell you guys, so refreshing to be by myself and really understand and build and just learn who I was outside of that experience. It's something that I needed, that I didn't know that I needed, and that I was forever changed from. I'm forever grateful for, because it taught me to never change myself for anyone but myself. And I'm not gonna lie, it took a little minute because I had to sit alone with my thoughts and who, and just rediscover who I truly was without anyone else's influence. It taught me my likes, my dislikes, and just overall a lot about myself. So my message to you is exactly what I learned. Don't make decisions or changes for anyone but yourself. If you're gonna change, make sure it's for you. And that's even if it means you have to be alone. And about what I said at the beginning of the episode about changing myself for others holding me back, you're never gonna reach your full potential being someone you're not, because it's your full potential that you want to reach. All the time I spent trying to be like other people, I could have been working on myself. I could have been having a more positive experience. I probably wouldn't have been as mean as I was, because that's not who I am. And honestly, I could have started a whole new hobby all the time I spent trying to be like everyone else, when really, I was way cooler than that, but we won't go there right now. I just lost myself. And if you're listening to this, don't be like me when I was doing that, that is. And if you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe to the Unsaid Words podcast. You can find it on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, and more every Friday at 3 p.m. Follow the podcast on Instagram at unsaidwords_pod for motivation, behind the scenes clips, and new episode updates. Thanks for listening.